For the first time in 25 years, Denver's teachers have decided to strike.
They're striking for better pay. They're striking for our profession. And they're striking for Denver students.
That was lead union negotiator Rob Gould just after the Denver Classroom Teachers Association voted overwhelmingly to strike on Tuesday night. It's the latest in a slew of high-profile teacher strikes over the past few years and comes on the heels of the teacher strike in Los Angeles. 5,300 teachers and 71,000 students in Denver public schools could be affected. Joining me now to help us unpack the situation in Denver is Jenny Brundin, the education reporter for Colorado Public Radio. Jenny, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So we just said this is playing out in L.A., but this is not something that happened overnight. What brought us here? How did the situation escalate for Denver Public Schools?
Yes, they've been negotiating. Both sides have been negotiating over this for about 14 months. And this is not the main contract, but it's a contract that involves their pay and their bonus situation. And both sides just have some fundamental disagreements, both over the amount of money they should be getting, teachers should be getting, and also some philosophical differences over where that money should be put and how teachers should get raises.
So there was a press conference on Tuesday where the Denver Public Schools Superintendent Susanna Cordova had this to say about reaching an agreement.
To our teachers, what I'd like to say is we are very committed to reaching an agreement. We know that we need you in our classrooms. My goal, and I think all of our goal, is to help resolve where we are and to continue working on that agreement together.
Jenny, what does that look like from the perspective of the school superintendent, a resolution?
Right now, what happened yesterday is that the district asked the Department of Labor and actually had a meeting with our governor, Governor Polis, as did the Denver Classroom Teachers Association, to see about resolving this issue. And so the district released a 19-page document yesterday outlining what the negative impacts of a strike would be to the school district. Basically that, you know, students wouldn't have access to mental health care services. They wouldn't have access to food resources for if it went on for a long period of time. And so from the district's perspective, they're hoping that the state will intervene. That would mean, and that's a little bit of a complicated process, but that would mean that both sides would have to come to the bargaining table again, perhaps asking for arbitration, things like that. The Denver Classroom Teachers Association put out a press release yesterday saying they're very upset about this. They do not want the state to intervene. They want this to continue on as a labor dispute, and they're ready to strike if they get the clearance to do so on Monday.
You also, Jenny, were able to talk to some of the teachers who are planning to strike. You spoke to a woman named Heather Jackson, and let's hear what she had to say.
Most teachers, including myself, work second jobs, and it's difficult to manage that work-life balance when you're investing so much energy with the high demands without being compensated fairly.
Jenny, does Heather represent, if you will, what some of the other teachers in Denver are struggling with, just working two jobs, not being able to afford just basic stuff?
Yeah, we're hearing more and more of this. And as you mentioned, 93% of teachers voted to strike. And I really sense that their teachers are at a breaking point, both financially and emotionally. Denver's cost of living has risen exponentially over the last couple of years. And teachers are really feeling the brunt of that. Many of them can't afford to live in the city. And as she said, have second and third jobs. And not just pay is the issue. I do sense that there's just a feeling that the profession is not respected as it should be. And teachers want more support both in the classroom. Mental health issues are growing wildly. And there
among
is a real
teachers or
sense
among students?
Oh, well, both. I've heard of teachers that, definitely have sought out mental health support, but students. And so while this issue is over pay, part of what feeds into teachers' anxiety is the sense that they have so many students with so many needs and don't have adequate help or support to get those needs met.
We've been watching, as we mentioned in the introduction, that there have been a number of high-profile teacher strikes over the past few years in the U.S. Were the Denver teachers inspired, if you know in any way, by what they're seeing on the ground in Los Angeles and across the country?
They were indeed. In fact, I interviewed one teacher who said he actually wondered if Denver would have gotten to this point had it not been for the actions in Los Angeles, which was kind of interesting. I should note that Colorado teachers in general held a one-day walkout last year. They were part of that national movement, and I think that really helped inspire them as well. So we're seeing this across the country, that many teachers just feel, again, that they're at the breaking point. And I've heard in other places, legislators are scrambling to put more dollars to prevent future strikes. So yeah, to answer your question, I would say they were influenced by what happened in Los Angeles.
Now, what are some of the next steps here? The strike can't begin until Monday, from what we understand. It does still need some type of approval. Where do students go from here, and where do teachers go from here?
Yes, teachers have been told that they need to continue to report to their classrooms until this issue is resolved. In other words, until they get a clearance from the State Department of Labor saying, hey, we're not going to intervene, so go ahead and the strike can start. Same with students. Even if there is a strike, this is interesting, both union and district officials have encouraged students to go to school. And the district says they're trying to get a whole number of substitutes. They say they have 1,200, but if you have 5,000 teachers that actually go on strike, there wouldn't be enough teachers. And so that's, I think, from the parents and students' perspective, things are a little in a holding pattern right now. So all eyes right now are on both the governor and the State Department of Labor, who have to wait for the union to respond to the request for intervention from the district. And if the union will say, we don't want you to respond, and then it's up to the State Department of Labor to say, hey, we've got to decide what to do. Is it in the public interest for us to intervene and try to stop this strike? Or do we think these two sides should try to figure it out themselves?
And we'll be paying close attention, Jenny. Jenny Brundin is an education reporter for Colorado Public Radio. Jenny, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.